1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Henin. And it is Thursday, a little overcast in the Bismarck-Mandan area. Some showers through the central part of the state. We'll get you all the details. Temperatures around the region coming up a little bit later on this morning, but we want to know what's on your mind. That's why we give you those numbers. First and foremost, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can get to our Facebook and our Twitter as well by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you everywhere you need to go. Myself, Steve Bakken, along with Scott Henin, your co-host today. And Scott, what is on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm kind of curious. Yesterday we had a chance to talk with one of the superintendents in North Dakota that is wrestling with the need for higher mill levies, which would translate into more property tax from their citizens. Had to send out one of the legislative mandated letters that says, okay, we're looking to raise our mill levy, and here's why. Let's have a meeting. A lot of angry folks in the room saying, wait a minute, same thing going on in Dickinson right now. You heard from this particular superintendent say, in the case of Grand Forks, say we got the Air Force Base students. We're getting less federal aid. We have, higher teacher pay. And I think the third thing was higher enrollment, which is a good thing, all leading us compounded with a deficit left over from last year, which was from some of those same reasons, to have to use up some of the property tax relief that the legislature sent back. Did you hear enough in the way of, reasoning that says, oh, okay, I'd go along with that. I'm curious. It was at the end of yesterday's program, and wherever you live, is a reduction in federal aid or higher enrollment or higher teacher pay a reason to say, okay, I'm okay for higher mill levies, higher property taxes at the school level? I'm curious.
Yeah, that comes back to the individuals, though, and that's the local control. That's why Measure 2 failed. That's why I wasn't a supporter of Measure 2 last time around, because I wanted to give the legislature an opportunity to visit the issue of this, and I'm a firm believer that people want local control, but they're not using it. They have it, but they don't use it. And I wasn't ready to jump that shark. I don't know if I would be ready to jump that shark. Were you a supporter or proponent against on Measure 2 last time around, Scott?
No, Ed Schaefer persuaded me as an opponent. I listened very intently to both sides of that issue, and I really same thing. To me, local control meant that ultimately the decision was made at the local level. So that was a tipping point for me to oppose it. But I'm right on the fence. So I'm the same way you are in watching this very closely. Jim Casper, by the way, state representative Republican from Fargo, is going to join us. He, along with Mark Owens from Grand Forks, you may remember, regular guests of ours in the during the legislative session, had two proposals to put some teeth behind property tax reform. And some limits to say, hey, real local control is allowing the citizens to say yay or nay with votes up or down before you can do any of these hikes. The school districts fought that very tough. We're going to get his take on what he's seeing around in a number of these discussions around the state, but we want yours as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, you know what's on my mind? Steve, what's on your mind?
I think it's time we bring the Minnesota Vikings to North Dakota.
Well,
absolutely. Let's get that stadium built.
They may need a new home because
you have Mark Dayton. Good.
Mark Dayton, and he's the governor of Minnesota. He has basically said, hey, this court fight in New Jersey with the owners of the Minnesota Vikings looks rather smelly, and it's undermined his confidence in the ownership of the team. And so they're going to bring in like an outside consultant now and review those deals. And it's I guess putting the whole question of the stadium back into play here a little bit. So do you care if this deal blows up?
Not really.
Does that matter?
The Minnesota Vikings go away, because I think there's a pretty good chance they will go away. Somebody will offer them a stadium deal. They might wind up in Los Angeles, which I guess if they wind up in Los Angeles, they'd be right at home with the Lakers, another former Minnesota team that wound up leaving and going down the road. But I don't want to see him leave, but I don't think, especially from a state that is financially defunct, I don't want to go as far as say bankrupt yet, but they're close. How can you spend taxpayers' dollars on a facility like that that's for the express purpose of helping a private business?
And, of course, that train's left the station. But you have to wonder if this isn't now an opportunity to go, let's pull that back, you know, and use the excuse of this court battle and try and say, well, this changes everything. By the way,
I'm not... That's a big question. Is it an excuse? Is Mark Dayton looking for an excuse to backtrack on something he supported?
And my question to our audience, I would assume filled with lots of Vikings fans, do you care? I mean, if this stadium deal blows up and there is no Minnesota Vikings stadium as a result of this review now, do you care? Does it matter to you? And
not really, because I think everybody I've talked to, I have not heard one person say it's a good idea because I want to bring the Minnesota Vikings to North Dakota. Everybody said, I'd love to bring the Minnesota Vikings to Minnesota so I can watch my Steelers play them or my Dallas Cowboys play them or my Green Bay Packers play them. Where are the Viking fans at?
Yeah, the Facebook comments we're getting on this from our listeners are rather interesting as well. Mark says, I have a hard time with taxpayer money used in the fashion where they what they do with it, with the Dallas Cowboys as the exception. Crony capitalism or fascism. Shelley says they can take their ball and go home or anywhere else they want and take Dayton with them. But by the way, just a quick sidebar. Is anything that Ziggy Wolf has been accused of in this court battle different than the malfeasance with which Mark Dayton has run Minnesota? I mean, you're running businesses out of the way he's treating Minnesota businesses with higher taxes on everything, literally. I'm not sure it's much different than the business practices of Ziggy Wolf and his brother Mark in this thing. So if we're pointing fingers at the bad business practices, you could look right at the state of Minnesota. As you say, it's in a world of hurt. And what are they doing? Hiking taxes, for crying out loud.
You know, and the sad part is that does trickle down and fall on the shoulders of the middle class in Minnesota and the lower class in Minnesota, the lower income in Minnesota. And it just harkens back to the thought, you know, how lucky are we to live in North Dakota and have those signs that say North Dakota, open for business.
Saw one yesterday out there on I-94 near Fergus Falls, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you saw that one. You were traveling yesterday. I forgot about that. You saw that one. Do they have the one up in Minneapolis yet?
I don't think so. I think that's been postponed, if I remember the last conversation with Andy Peterson on that. I didn't see it down there anyway. Yeah. Cameron says, let him go. Speaking of the Vikes, why continue to subsidize this outfit? Ransel says, let it blow. Mike says, Minnesota and Detroit share one thing in common, spending ridiculous amounts of taxpayer money on stadiums when their government is already in a deficit. You'd hope people would get elected with the right priorities. Laugh out loud. Sean says, I have a hard time getting sad about this, even if the Vikes go away. Government has no business meddling with these things. A lot of folks don't care. I want the Vikes to go. Are you in that camp? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. If this is on your mind or anything else, let us know today, because we're asking. And we want to know what's on your mind. Emailer says, can you say Los Angeles Vikings? Again.
Well, at least they won't be lonely with the Lakers there.
Most folks don't seem to care. Dan and Streeter wants to weigh in on the Vikes. Go ahead, Dan. You're up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you guys heard the Vikings. There's actually a group of outside businessmen from the Philippines that are willing to buy the team, pay for the stadium. The only sticking point is that they want to change the name to the Manila Folders. Go Raiders!
I don't exactly hear you crying a river over the potential loss of the Vikings over this this bad business deal. You're okay with it?
Oh yeah, like I said, I'm a Raiders fan, so. You know, my heart isn't going to bleed purple. So I just had to throw that in there. I'm sure Steve would appreciate it.
Oh, Dan, I do, my friend. I do. The only question I have is, do you have the shoulder pads with the little skulls and things on it, like most Raiders fans?
Nah. They took those away when I, it's part of my probation.
Okay. Well. Well, spoken like a true Raider fan, they are all on probation, so.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. The Manila Folders, I got to admit, that's a new one. Another emailer on the property tax question said, how about the Grand Forks School Board tell the Grand Forks Air Force Base if they want their kids educated, they better come up with the money or else keep their kids on the base. Problem solved.
Well, isn't that the answer anyway? If you have base kids that are having an education, within the city of Grand Forks. If Grand Forks is providing that education, then that education should be paid for by the federal government.
Well, there is aid, and that's what they haven't got. And that's, by the way, even before the whole sequestration thing, which you know will get used as well. It goes on to say local politicians like the Grand Forks and Dickinson School Board now have guaranteed if Measure 2 reappears, it will pass overwhelmingly. Agree or disagree with that? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennon. We'll continue after a timeout. Don't go away.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Really, Scott? Backstreet Boys? Scott's in charge of bumper music
today. Backstreet Boys, but
no, what'd you find?
It didn't work. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Aaron got to play it on me. Never mind.
Ah, okay. He was going to play Backstreet Boys, so Scott's turn to pick
the
bumper music
was
today. Yeah.
Because Steve didn't take care for the Backstreet Boys. Are they back now?
No, not really. Yeah, I don't think they ever left.
Ugh.
I was rooting for some Boys to Men. Maybe Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. There we go.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, quick temp and back to the calls here.
Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, overcast 61 this hour, 63 in Williston, Dickinson 66, Minot 64 in Jamestown 62, Devil's Lake 64, Grand Forks 65, Fargo 66, Miles City, Montana 63 in Mobridge, they're at 60, Pier 61, Lemon 57 in Aberdeen, at 55. Let's get back to the phone calls, and let's go to Kelly in Newtown. What's on your mind today?
Property tax issue. I think that Measure 2 reappeared. I think it's got a very good chance of passing this round. But my comment is the property tax is probably a fair tax, you know, when it started. But over the years, what has happened is little by little, more exemptions were put on the books. And what that's done is shifted the tax burden to mainly to residential and commercial property owners. That whole issue should have been addressed by the legislature. I guess my suggestion would be to eliminate all the exemptions, assess the property at its value, and if the local entities want to provide exemptions within their local area, have a vote on it, like Representative Casper's bill tried to do. But I think it's out of control, and we either need to scrap it or get everybody paying.
Kelly, I have a question for you. Do you engage locally at the school board level, the county commission there in Newtown, the city? I mean, are you engaged in how they're spending at the local level?
Well, to a certain extent, I haven't lived at Newtown for that long, but yeah, I definitely keep an eye on it. I mean, I'm like everybody else. The majority of your tax bill is going to the school district, but it's to me, it's just an unfair deal where the amount of exemptions that have occurred over the years. I mean, somebody's got to pick up the tab, and that's basically who's doing it is the residential and commercial property owners.
Kelly, the reason I was against Measure 2 before is part of it. I didn't want to see it completely go away. I wanted to see it scaled back, brought under control, but I didn't want to see it completely go away because that would have upset the apple cart in the way that things were financed in North Dakota. I don't think we're at a place right now where that would have been a good idea, at least not in this point of time, because it would have kicked in right away, and I think there needs to be some time to change some formulas. Would you want to see property taxes completely go away, or would you like to see balance? See, I'm all about balance, and I'd like to see a balanced tax base, not laying all on the shoulders of property tax or being taken completely off the shoulders of property tax. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think the property tax, if you pay property tax across the board, eliminate the exemptions, I don't think anybody has an objection to property tax if it was fair. But the system is not fair now. You look at the nonprofit issue as far as property tax. Apartment buildings, they talk about affordable housing and nonprofit groups put that up. It all sounds good, and it's probably socially maybe not a bad idea, but I think that they should be assessed, and if that local community wants to exempt it, let them have a vote on it. But it shouldn't be just because you're a nonprofit you don't pay property tax. That's the tax shift. You know, the services that are required to provide that property, those services have to go on, and the rest of the people in the community are paying for it.
There's a debate about that going on in Mandan right now with a new YMCA getting an exemption. Kelly, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Scott in the center for your take on the news of the day. What's on your mind, Scott?
I was a lifelong, I'll say it this way. I moved from the socialist communist state of Minnesota, and I have no regrets. I do love the Vikings, but there should never be any tax dollars spent on building them stadiums if they can't. We live in a capitalistic country. They can't get on their own, then why should anybody else pay for it? And especially in Minnesota, where northern Minnesotans maybe get to go to a game once or twice every 5 years or whatever. So it doesn't really benefit them at all.
See, I don't think it's unless you have unilateral disarmament, though, you're always going to have somebody that will lure them away with a little carrot like that. That's the problem in that game, you know.
See, I don't mind lending the money for a stadium, but it's a loan. You're not going to give taxpayer dollars for a private business to be bountiful like that. That just does not make sense. If you want to set it up as some sort of a loan program, hey, we'll fund you. We'll do the bonds. We'll make sure that you have the finances to build the stadium you want, but you're going to pitch in your own money on this. Great. You know, here you go. Here's an extremely low interest loan, but we're going to get that money back.
Exactly. The other thing is Mr. Hovind was on yesterday, finally, and I don't know if you invited him or he asked to come on or hopefully the pressure we've been putting on him.
We always invite him.
He still never, ever once has had an open forum, town hall meeting, where I go to a mic for a minute 30 and he has to face the music and answer the questions in front of a bunch of people. Where it's harder for him to get a political bullcrap answer, because if there's 100 people in that room or 50 or 200, they're not going to let it happen.
Well, nobody's doing that, though. I mean, nobody's doing that.
They are.
I mean,
it's Lee and Rubio and Rand and even the Rhino John McCain. He revels in it. He loves to go into those meetings. So the other congressmen are doing that. Heidi Heitkamp does not do it, and there's no transparency. And people need to call his office and her office and get it to happen. And it's special interests that are getting the attention. Again, that roundtable yesterday, I believe, was put on by the Chamber of Commerce. He seems like they have him in the back of their pocket. Immigration is a perfect example of it.
I've never known an entity in North Dakota to exclude folks. So I think, first of all, if you are in a community where one of those events is at, go there and make sure your voice is heard. Second of all, I think Senator Hovind has been on about once a week with us. Come on, every time we've asked him to come on. And yesterday he was subbing for Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall, so there was no, set agenda of what we were going to talk about. It was whatever the callers wanted to talk about. Some agreed with him, some disagreed with him, so I think you're being a little unfair on Senator Hovind to say, hey, he won't take my question. He was taking any and all questions yesterday. Did you call him?
And everybody Scott mentioned, too, has higher aspirations, and that's why they're doing those, because most of those candidates he mentioned are candidates for a higher office.
And I think Heidi Heitkamp is at least a month since her last appearance. We've asked repeatedly, weekly, and told she's busy.
They
too
all
busy
have an open
take calls. So, yes, we're going to continue to ask all of them, but appreciate your call, Scott. We're up against break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
The 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB Minot, AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, as well as the Bakkens, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Steve Bakken, my partner, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk property taxes here today. Jim Casper, one of the champions for more local control through some requirements that local subdivisions would have to go to you, the voters of those communities, in order to raise your property taxes in a piece of legislation that did not pass in its entirety. There's parts of it that did pass. Is going to join us here to talk a little bit about what's going on in these discussions around the state. He's the chair of the Government and the Veterans Affairs Committee and a member of the Industrial and Business and Labor Committee as well, Industry, Business, and Labor. And so Jim will join us here momentarily. Stephen Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in here, so we'll see if we'll get you in here before we go to our guests. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, and I just, you know, going to be a complete hypocrite on this because I profess to be this, you know, conservative small government guy. But when you look at these stadium deals or you look at any government expenditure, and this may make me evil, but if you pay people not to work, that's a waste of tax money because you're just encouraging bad behavior. But if you invest in, for example, a Viking stadium, and what sparked me to call was a gentleman saying it doesn't help the people of northern Minnesota or rural areas. I couldn't disagree more. And if he had ever traveled up there during Viking seasons, you take most small communities that have a municipal liquor store and bar in them, they are ghost towns from noon to 5 o'clock on every Sunday, virtually all year long. Until when? Until the football season and the Minnesota Vikings are playing, it doesn't matter who, and the entire town is in there having a good time. It's to the point where many of those municipals simply would not continue to operate if it wasn't for the revenue they received during the fall season and football season.
Sure, don't forget the salaries. Don't forget the salaries, too. I mean, there's another argument there, which was made during that debate.
Jobs. It's creating jobs. But again, and I don't know the numbers. Someone would have to look this up. But if you crunch the numbers, because the professional football players are required to pay income tax based on where the games are played, and because they make so much money, the payback on the stadium by simply charging income tax for the players for those games is relatively short period of time. It's like 50 years. I mean, it's not 10 years, but I mean, the revenue that comes into the state from a professional football franchise, leaving all of the employment aspects out of it, is massive. It's
appreciate
a wonderful investment.
Appreciate the comments, Steve. Thanks a bunch. And by the way, your questions, comments, always welcome here on What's On Your Mind. That's why we ask, 800-228-0550. Jim Casper is here. Representative Casper, nice to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
Steve and I yesterday had a chance to visit with Larry Nyblad, the superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, specifically on their request to the voters that they have a higher mill levy. They cited three things. One, the fact that the feds had been negligent in their payments to them, which had caused a deficit last year because of students from Grand Forks Air Force Base, so a reduction in federal aid, higher enrollment and higher teacher pay as a need to chew up a portion of the relief you sent back. Is that a good enough reason?
Well, I guess it is the reason, but what do they do to try to exacerbate the increase? And reading the article that Mr. Dennis wrote, the editorial in the Grand Forks paper, What have they done to become more effective, more efficient, and to restructure their business plan? Most government never seems to want to do that, Scott. We need more money because we have the programs and everything's going up, so we're going to increase the taxes. How about taking a look at what you're teaching, what courses you have in there, what do you really need? Are there ways that you restructure everything in your school district to become more effective and reduce costs? You never hear about that.
Jim, quite often government, like you said, a little remiss on reviewing those plans, those business plans, those business models that should be constantly updated. Is there some way to require that within the schools districts?
Steve, I don't know. Legislatively, I suppose we could do it, but how do you mandate that people become better business stewards of their business plan? That is a local control issue. I'm happy to see that the people in North Dakota, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson, are getting up in arms, because that is where we need to have the people involved, and they're saying enough is enough. Now, the question is, what are the local people going to do about it, and what are the school boards, in this case that we're talking about in Grand Forks, what are they going to do about it? I read the article. They wouldn't even discuss, they wouldn't even talk or engage with the people in the room. So you have people coming in there, voice their concern and their outrage, and they sit down on their hands and say nothing. Now, how do you have a dialogue when the people that you're talking to won't talk?
Under your proposal in the last session, essentially what would have happened in the case of Grand Forks, use that example because they were here with us yesterday, is they would take that case to voters and say, hey, we got to go above 3%, and here's why, right?
Exactly right. My bill said that if you increase your property tax collections from 1 year to the next by greater than 3%, with some exceptions for new growth and new buildings and things coming off exemptions, you must go to vote of the people. So in this case, up in Grand Forks, they would have had to go to vote of the people to do it.
Didn't happen at the last minute, and instead this notice, right, happened. So, I mean, there is a notice they have to give the voters.
Now, right? The notice that the voters are getting was put into my bill, which is a good thing. But my bill, which has been trying to reform, and you've used the word, that both of you and Steve used the word, reform property taxes in North Dakota, and that's exactly what the legislature has not been able to do. I cannot get enough support to limit the spending at the local level in the legislature to pass a bill that does it. The local authorities come in and scream local control. That's what we're here to do, they say, and leave us alone. And enough legislators have listened to them, and no caps and no spending limitations have been imposed.
Jim, they have local control, and just the people aren't using the local control. That was the biggest problem I had with Measure 2 last time. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind concerning property taxes. Jim, is there a chance that something's going to happen again, or is there a bigger chance that we're going to wind up having a Measure 2 come back?
Well, we have an interim committee on which I serve, Steve, that is looking at this issue again. We're looking at all issues of property tax and how to do a better job than we have in the last number of legislative sessions. And who knows where that's going to lead, but I know we have to come up with a better solution. It's chaired by Senator Dwight Cook, and he's very involved. He's the chair of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, and we have a lot of legislators in the areas of finance and tax on that committee. And we're going to look at it again. All options are on the table. But I don't know where it'll end up, Steve.
One of our listeners has emailed a note saying, sorry, but Jim Casper's credibility has been destroyed by local school boards and city commissions. I bought the local control BS, but now I will never again buy into it. Bring it on, a new measure number two.
Well, you know, my bill has been trying to rein in the spending by the local school districts. What the credibility is simply the fellow legislators will not cave into or listen to myself, and then some other legislators like myself. You mentioned Representative Owens, Representative Hedlund from Ypsilanti area. We've all championed trying to reform the property tax, Representative Belter, but we can't get enough of the votes. You know, and as old Benny Meyer used to say, our old Secretary of State, if you don't have the votes, nothing happens. And so you have to get the votes legislatively.
You know, one thing I noticed, there was a bill concerning, parents that enroll kids in private schools in North Dakota getting a portion. The private schools would have gotten, I forget, like a $1,500 payment per student that would have not come out of the public schools. And it was very close. I think Mark Dosh's bill, as I recall, in the House. And it was, I happened to be on the floor that day that was being voted on. It came close to passing, and then when it didn't, it went the other way. And I talked to a few of the supporters, and I said, what happened to that bill? I don't understand that. The schools, it doesn't come out of their budgets, right? And they said you cannot believe the power of the local school superintendents. they have an enormous grip on the legislative process. Is that true?
They and their lobbyists. They are very, very powerful. They show up. They know how to lobby. They have relationships. And it's turf protection, you know, Scott. The idea is if it doesn't come out of our budget, they'll say indirectly it does, because they're losing a student, and pretty soon they lose 5, and then they lose 15, and then they lose 30. So it's a matter of protecting your turf and protecting what you have.
And when you mention they're lobbyists, very often paid by us, the taxpayers.
Well, sure they are. Where do you think the money comes from?
Yeah, that's a little unseemly too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Jim, when you start looking at the legislative session how many legislators were cognizant of the fact that Measure 2 was defeated? And was there any concern over, well, we have a mandate, we can keep doing business as usual, we don't have to worry about your piece of legislation or any other legislation that rocks the boat on this? The sense I had during the whole Measure 2 thing was people were giving the legislator one more chance. The legislature had one more opportunity for reform rather than relief. And I think that cat's out of the bag. I think it's going to blow up now.
Well, remember, Steve, every legislator was aware of Measure Number 2, without a doubt. It was a discussion and a topic in our caucuses, in meetings with, you know, legislators over dinner. We knew what Measure Number 2 did and didn't do and what it could have done. And what we did do legislatively, though, is we sent over $800 million of property tax reduction back to the local political subdivisions. That's around 40%. Now, some will argue that we had already started that train, you know, in 2007 session, which we did. But nonetheless, we are sending back $800 and some million per biennium, $400 million per year to reduce local property taxes. And our expectation was that the local political subdivisions that were creating the budgets and spending the dollars would look at using those dollars to truly reduce the property taxes and keep their budgets in line. And in some cases, they're doing a good job. In other cases, they're not.
Daryl and Minot, question for our guest, Jim Casper, Representative Jim Casper, Republican from Fargo. Go ahead, Daryl, you're up.
Well, I was curious, when are you going to do something about the mill levy? That was mandated here a while back to support the school districts, and while they changed some things for the property tax, they didn't change the mill levy. Now, anytime they want more money, they just raise my property estimated value, which the mill levy goes with it, raises my taxes, and tell me they didn't do that. This is not working, and I will vote for Measure 2 next time. I didn't do it this time. I thought maybe that the fact that it came up would be enough to make them think about and fix things, and they didn't do it. So I'm going to vote for Measure 2 if it comes up again, and I'm going to support it all I can.
Well, Daryl, that's the dilemma, because when valuations go up, the law says you must value property within 5% of like property. That's the law. So valuations will go up. But what the local taxing entities ought to be doing then is reducing the mill levies, because that's how they generate their budgets. But that's the dilemma we've had for years in the legislature. They make the argument to the local people that we're not increasing your mill levies. Well, they're not. But as valuations go up, they're increasing the tax. They need to be reducing the mill levies as the valuations go up. And in some cases, in some political subdivisions around North Dakota, they do that. But in too many, they do not.
You know, Jim, the evaluations going up is a good thing. That's good for North Dakotans. But did the discussion come up on the mill levies? You've got about 30 seconds.
We look to try to figure out how you create a method to collect the tax without using mill levies, because they're very complicated. And Representative Owens had an idea, but we just couldn't get there this session.
Jim, thanks for the info. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At chef5mm.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit chef5mm.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550-1-800-228-0550. Studio and What's on Your Mind. Radio.com around the region. Bismarck, Mandan, overcast 62. Some showers around the region as well. Williston 63. Dickinson 66. Minot 65. In Jamestown at 62. Devil's Lake 65. Grand Forks 65. Fargo 66. Miles City 63 this hour. And down in Lemon, they're at 57. And in Aberdeen, 57 as well.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Williston. Jerry, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Say, you know what I was thinking about, and I've thought about this for quite a while. When they had that measure number two, the reason measure number two went down, and there's no doubt in my mind, is because they included commercial property. If they come out with a new one that just includes residential property, this thing's going to pass by a 90% vote. I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm pretty familiar with property tax. And let's face it, businesses do not pay property tax. And people say, well, that's not true. And I say, no, think about it. Because if their property tax goes up, they raise their prices. You pay their property tax for them. And if this goes to just a residential vote, for a residential property, top tax exemption, like I say, it's going to win by 90%. And I'm hoping somebody comes up. If I had enough experience, I'd maybe even start one. Because just talking to people, the legislature better wake up, because they're not doing what the people want. And I, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but if this goes to just a residential vote, it's got to go over so big, it's going to make you scream.
Now, Jerry, before we let you go, Jim Casper's still here. Jim, he's laying this on the legislature.
Well, as I said, Scott and Jerry, there's a number of us in the legislature who have tried to reform. But, you know, I have not heard of your idea before. And you know, sitting here listening to it for the first time, it's pretty interesting. Because you're right. Commercial and ag doesn't control our prices. But the difference with residential and commercial and ag is commercial generates income and ag generates income and residential does not. So quite interesting comment is all I would have to say about that.
And another emailer says, "Say, hey, how about we wait and see what the property tax results are from all the counties at the end of the year before we start talking about another Measure 2? Heck, the bill was just passed 3 months ago. Are we talking Measure 2 too soon, Jim?"
Well, I think we are. We should wait. And Representative Nathan, the chair of the Education Committee, did a great job in putting that bill together. But in the same token, there are places where property taxes are going up. So, yeah, we need to give it some time. But the local taxing entities, particularly the school boards, counties have not been that big of a problem. Cities have not been that big of a problem. School boards have been the problem. That's where the problem is.
All right. Appreciate it. Jim Casper sticking around to take that additional call. We appreciate it very much, and we'll continue this debate. Thanks, Jim. Steve, do you still have Taylor Swift's cell phone in your contacts?
Yes, I do.
Because we have a job for you here. There's a wonderful organization called Creative Care for Reaching Independence that sees that there's a Taylor Swift concert on the agenda for North Dakota in September. Do you know Taylor's coming next month?
Well, absolutely.
And these folks put on a 5K run and rock and roll-a-thon, and so they put together a video with some of these wonderful special needs folks along with some folks in Moorhead, Minnesota, and are making the plea for Taylor Swift to come to their roll-a-thon. Welcome to the program, Jody Hudson, who's the Development Director for Creative Care for Reaching Independence, as well as their executive director, Shannon Bach. Shannon, Jody,
hi.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
How'd this idea start?
It started around a table at the end of a meeting, actually. We were visiting about the coincidence of our big event and Taylor Swift coming, and we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could somehow lure her to come and visit us? So we put out a staff challenge to our employees, and we had a few submissions, and the winning submission we put on our Facebook site last Thursday night. We had no idea that it would be as popular as it has been, and the rest is history.
Where do people find that site?
So our Facebook site is Creative Care for Reaching Independence.
Because it's quite a little video.
It is. Yeah, you have it on your website too, right?
Yep. Our website is creativecare.org.
It's going viral. My favorite was the cop who does the nice little dance. That was beautiful. Mayor Voxland was a good sport too. But this is a neat idea. Quickly tell us about what your group does.
We work with people with disabilities, and we're quite a diverse agency. We work with folks that have intellectual disabilities. We also go into homes of families that have children with disabilities, and we have a mental health department as well. So we work closely with the shelters here in town and provide different therapies.
And the 5K run and walk and roll and thon is Thursday, September 5th. And then I think the 6th of September is when she's coming. So, Steve, maybe you want to just see if you can get this on her calendar, would you?
Did you guys, what was the path you guys went through to try to get this out there to Taylor Swift?
We actually started by just posting it on our Facebook page, encouraging everyone to share the video. And then for those that had Twitter accounts, we've been tweeting at Taylor, at her handle on Twitter as well. And just this week, we were fortunate enough to have a group of radio stations pick this up and are helping us to sponsor this promotion
well,
to get her.
I'll make a couple phone calls for you, and I will say this. You might be able to bribe her with Woodman's chocolate. She does love that.
Oh,
there you go.
Awesome. Let me write that down.
Creativecare.org to check out the the video, creativecare.org. Ladies, thanks so much, and good luck to you in getting Taylor Swift to that wonderful event. It's for a great cause. I hope it happens. Thanks so much.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lamoure County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.